Begin in a seated position with your feet on the floor, your spine as straight as can be, yet remaining loose and comfortable. Imagine you're suspended from a cord above you, connected to the top of your head. Imagine there's another cord coming out the base of your spine, connected straight down to the center of the earth. Now imagine tightening both these cords so your spine is straight and you're connected along a vertical axis. The cord above you connects you to the divine and invites your spirit upward. The cord below you connects you to the earth and invites your energy downward. As you become aware of the two cords, you also become aware that you are being securely held between heaven and earth. Notice your breath and be aware of the weight of your body in the chair. Feel how gravity creates a sensation of heaviness where your legs rest against the chair. Notice that the earth is doing all the work of holding you in the chair. You can relax all effort and simply let go. By becoming mindful of the downward pull of gravity, you begin to settle into your body. Enjoy that sensation. Gravity is what holds you here on earth and gives you a feeling of safety and substance. Now begin to allow your energy to flow downward. Imagine your life force as a waterfall beginning at the top of your head and flowing through the body downward and along the outside of your body as well. Since our bodies consist of mostly water, it's really very easy to create this downward flow. As your life force energy becomes more fluid, you become aware of any tight places in your space. And just as water wears away stone, these hard places begin to soften and let go, like pebbles in a river. Notice if there's any tightness in your throat. Just let it melt and flow downward, releasing all the words you didn't express and creating space for another opportunity to speak. By releasing what we're holding on to, letting gravity take it, we open the space for new energy and new opportunities to enter. Now release any tension in your shoulders. And continue to let this water of your life force energy melt any tension or hardness anywhere in your body as it flows outward and downward to the earth. Allow your attention to travel to the base of your spine. Notice how sensitive this spot is. This is the location of the first chakra, which connects your spirit's energy to the earth, holding you in the body. Connect to this place by feeling the weight of your sitter bones on the chair. And now imagine the sensation of sinking into the ground. Everything is energy in one form or another, including our bodies. So imagine yourself now as a body of pure energy, fluid and soft, like a velvet stream of water or a cloud, and feel the energy of the earth as a dense cloud. Sink into the earth now, merge with her, and rest completely in her loving embrace. By letting go, you begin to trust that you are supported and that the earth is here to hold you. Earth is the perfect mother, supporting us unconditionally. The planet is the physical manifestation of the Great Mother, the universal energy that holds us and cradles us throughout eternity. Becoming mindful of gravity is the way we connect to her. It's that simple. Just allow yourself to settle into her arms. Let her rock you gently. Feel the pleasure of being completely and utterly safe, and just let go, like a baby in a cradle. Bring your attention to your body as a whole now. Feel your entire body being held by gravity. And open the base of your spine as if you were opening a faucet. Let any hard places in your space flow out and down, all the way to the center of the earth, into the iron core. As you drain the heavy energy out of your body, you're releasing unhealthy patterns that draw negative experiences into your life. Just imagine all of your negative patterns draining out of you and into the earth. You needn't feel guilty about releasing tension and negativity into the earth, because the earth will recycle it and send it back to us in another form. When we're grounded, we're one with our bodies and we're more effective in the world. We're more sure of who we are and what we want. We operate from a more clear, more playful, and childlike space, without neurotic defenses interfering with our perceptions and actions. When we're grounded, we're more real. And we're better able to support ourselves inwardly and outwardly. We get grounded by simply remembering gravity. Think of gravity as your desire for life and life's desire for you. Another simple way to ground is to just imagine a cord between your first chakra and the center of the planet, in the center of the iron core. When your cord reaches the earth's core, imagine that it wraps gently around like the tail of a gentle seahorse perched on a reed in the sea, or the tail of a cat in repose. Notice if this curl at the bottom of your grounding cord helps you feel more secure. And now bring your thoughts into alignment with your body. Allow your thoughts to slow down to match the rate of vibration of your body. Your thoughts may be in the past or the future, or somewhere outside. Notice that your body is in present time, and that your spirit is now here, in your body. Let your attention flow softly, like water gently washing through you. Allow the water of your attention to rest back behind your eyes. When your mind is aligned with your body, you'll feel present, calm, and substantial. Softly open your eyes and take note of where you are. Allow the light and images to enter your eyes while you remain centered behind your eyes, receiving the images. Relax your eyes and let the images come in. Notice that you may be used to projecting your attention out to whatever you're looking at and causing eye strain. But now we're learning to receive, to be receptive. Simply come to rest behind your eyes and let the images come in so that as you look all around you, it's like you're watching a movie. The center of the head is the sixth chakra. Resting in this place is a significant step in learning to identify with your higher self. This is the place of the observer who witnesses your life even as you experience it. Close your eyes again and see if you can now lightly place the point of your attention in the center of your head. No effort is required because your spirit knows exactly where to go. Although there are no sensing nerves in the brain, you can simply postulate that your attention is resting in the center of your brain, halfway between the pineal and pituitary gland. The ancient term for this center is the ajna, or command center. When our attention comes to rest in this place, we automatically become present both in space and in time. Another tool to help you find this resting place for your attention is as follows. With your eyes closed, place your thumbs on the tops of your ears and place one middle finger between your eyebrows and place the other middle finger on the back of your skull. The spot between these four coordinates is the ajna, where your attention is most at rest and where you're present. This works best if you touch in lightly with no effort, just allowing. This center is the place of divine vision that sees all as it really is. In this place, you identify with your true self. Another way to find this center with your attention is to look for the awareness of I am. It isn't a voice, but a knowing of your true identity. Find the place in the center of your head that says, I am. Not I am this or that. Behind each this or that, find the deeper self that simply says, I am. There is no end to this self. This is a place of serenity and complete peace. You'll know you're there when you feel yourself gently clicking into place, and when you look out through your eyes and the colors are brighter and your vision clearer than before. You'll feel peaceful and serene. This is the place of the observer, the deep self who witnesses all your experiences, both inner and outer, but doesn't get caught by experience, doesn't identify with it. The center of your head is the place of your true identity as a divine being. Unattached to the outcomes and the details of your earthly activity, yet fully aware of all the dimensions of your life. This is a place of rest. Rest from the tumultuous emotions and false identifications that pull your attention away from your path. The center of your head is where you realize you are not a human having a spiritual experience, but a spiritual being having a human experience. As you rest in this center, once again become aware of gravity pulling you into the chair. Take a deep breath. Practice now placing your attention outside of your body, on an object in the room, or a corner of the room, or someplace outside, and then gently bring your attention back into the center of your head and take another breath. This contrast often helps us locate the center of our heads if we're feeling fuzzy or unclear. Imagine now that out in front of your face is a clock. This can be either an analog or digital clock. Allow the clock to show you the exact current time. Once you have that clock clearly in front of you with the correct current time, simply intend for your body to come into alignment with the present moment. You are now present in both senses of the word, present in space and present in time. Stay in the center of your head as you now feel the flow and weight of your body in the chair. Become aware once again of the downward flow of energy washing through your body and pulling you into the chair. Stay in the center of your head as you say hello to the earth. Gently turn your attention now to the waterfall that's flowing from the top of your head and follow it all the way down to your toes. Become aware of the sensation in your feet. Simply feel the sensation in your feet. You may notice yourself visualizing your feet, seeing them in your mind's eye, but please simply feel the sensation. Create some space in the cells and the atoms of your feet. Feel them relaxing. Now bring your attention to your ankles and your lower legs. Notice the different quality of experience in these parts of yourself. And create some space in your ankles and your lower legs, your calves and shins, and feel them relaxing. Now bring your attention to your knees. Get acquainted with the insides of your knees and feel what they're feeling. Create some space there. Allow your attention now to rise into your thighs. And create space in your thighs, in the cells and the atoms. Notice that as you create space, you feel warmer and more alive. Rising again, your attention now focuses on your hips and your pelvic bone. Note the quality of sensation and experience there. Postulate that you're creating space in the bones and the tissues. You might breathe into your hips, allowing the air to create space. And now allow a feeling of spaciousness in your buttocks. And feel the two points of your sitter bones as they rest on the chair. As the water of your attention washes gently through your abdomen, notice the sensation there. How does your belly feel? Is it tight or cold, or open and warm? Is it empty or hollow, or is it dense and compacted? Whatever you find there, allow your belly to soften and loosen. Relax the muscles and breathe into your abdomen. Creating room for yourself in this very sensitive area. Allow your attention to flow upward and notice the sensation around the diaphragm and in your stomach. And pay attention to your sides. Lovingly and gently allow your attention to flow into your chest, into the sensations created by the breath and the beating of your heart. See if you can feel your heart beating. Be aware of the expansion and contraction of your lungs. Notice the emotional tone in this part of your body. Say hello to your shoulders, your armpits, your upper arms, creating space everywhere you turn your attention. Create space now in your elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers. Allowing your attention now to rise back up the arms, feel the sensations in your shoulders and neck. Be aware of the weight of your head resting on your neck. Note the sensation in the jaw and create space there. The face, the eyes, the forehead, your ears, the back of your skull, and the very top of your head. Now extend your attention throughout your body as a whole. Can you feel your body as a single integrated entity? Be aware of your skin and of everything inside of it. Incorporate the sensation of breathing into your body and feel the pulsing of the breath throughout your entire body. You are creating space with every in-breath and letting go of hardness and tension with every out-breath. Feel the subtle movements of your entire body as the breath pulses through you. Remain aware of gravity. Imagine that you're sitting on a rock in the ocean and that the waves are pulsing over you and through you with each breath. Bring your attention now to your skin and to the nerves in your skin that allow you to feel the boundary between yourself and the environment. See if you can somehow extend your sense of your space beyond your skin, beyond the confines of your physical body. Imagine that you've become a body of energy once again. And notice that you may not be able to have a clear sense of where your body ends and the space around you begins. Just for a moment, imagine that your skin is expanded like a balloon, all the way around, in back, in the front, under your feet, and over your head. Enjoy this expanded state for a moment. Gently come back to your normal size once again and become aware of gravity. If you like, this might be a good time to open your eyes and gently raise yourself out of your chair, being mindful of the downward pull of gravity on your muscles in your thighs. Feel how hard your thighs have to work to lift you. Stay grounded as you stand, and now stretch, move around gently. Perhaps bend your knees and gently bounce up and down a bit. Pat yourself on your sides and your legs until that you feel that you're fully present. Fully real. To stand grounded, allow your knees to be a little loose, not locked. We are designed to be ready to move in any direction. Locking the knees makes it harder to balance and to ground. And now, as you lower yourself back into your chair, be mindful once again of gravity and of the work that your body is doing to lower yourself to a seated position. Notice the dignity, the grace, and presence in your movements when you're conscious of gravity. This awareness of gravity is your grounding. It's that simple. Awareness of gravity allows us to feel substantial and to be substantial. As we harmonize our attention with the energy of the earth, we gain presence. We feel as if we belong, as if we're wanted here. Gravity is desire. If you ever feel unclear about what you want, you might take note of your relationship to gravity in that moment. Take note of your relationship to the floor. Gravity Gravity has been holding you here on the planet since you first entered your mother's body and will continue to hold you until your final departure. Paying attention to gravity, we begin to harmonize with the Earth, to slow down our thoughts, and come into the present moment where all creation occurs. Your being can truly only be present. Being anywhere else, in the past or the future, is not really living. Our spirit is always in the present, like the body. And we are most ourselves when our attention is rooted in the present. Presence means present time and present in space. Now once again, come back to the sensation in your feet and focus on the place where the bottoms of your feet contact the surface they're resting on. That might be your socks, your slippers, or the soles of your shoes, or the surface of the floor. Feel that connection from your toes to your heels. Notice that you can sense the energy under your feet as if your nerves extended into the floor. And now feel the subflooring with this energy sense and feel the area under the building, under your feet. Feel where the air flows between the building and the earth below. Allow a root to grow out of the bottom of each foot and burrow into the surface of the cool, moist earth. Let these roots continue to grow into the earth who welcomes you. As you send your taproot into the earth, she sends her rich green energy up your roots and into the bottoms of your feet. Now open your eyes and rub your hands together. Place your hands out in front of your body, palms facing the floor. In your palms are two energy centers. With your palms facing downward, invite the earth energy into your hands. You'll feel the connection when you feel a soft healing energy bouncing up against your hands. Now place both hands around one foot as your foot rests on the floor. One leg at a time, use your hands to guide and draw the earth energy up into the foot like you're pulling on socks. Up the leg, through the knee, through the thigh, into the hip and pelvic bone. Guide this soft healing energy around to the base of your spine, where you now gently direct this earth energy back down your grounding cord. And visualize it returning to the center of the planet. Rest for a moment, feel this flow, and take note of the difference between your two legs. Now repeat this process for the other leg. Begin by rubbing your hands together and guide the earth energy up into the foot. Take a moment to do this. Open the bottoms of both of your feet and let the earth energy in. Notice the sweetness of that energy and how gently and slowly it moves. Postulate that the earth's energy is rising through your legs and into your hips and pelvis, washing lightly through your abdomen before falling back down out the grounding cord to the center of the earth, so that there's a complete connecting loop from the center of the earth up through your feet and back down the grounding cord. You might visualize the earth energy as any color that feels good to you. Earth contains all colors, so use whatever color feels soothing and helps you feel the pleasurable sensation of connection and being held. You might notice a paradoxical effect. Although the earth energy feels heavy coming in, once it's running through your body, you'll feel lighter. That's because of the cleansing effect of the energy, and also because you're beginning to release any heaviness and fill in with the light of consciousness. Our defenses cause us to hold heaviness inside, and then we lose our connection to ourselves and others. And we feel light and insubstantial in relation to ourselves and the external world. Grounding and earth energy reverse that perception, so that we feel lighter inside and weightier in regards to the outside world. Now put your arms down at your sides. Let them hang loose. And open your fingers to drain out any tension from the shoulders, neck, and heart. There's no effort in this, only letting go. Open some space in your belly and release any resistance that you're still holding there. This is the place where your inner child resides. As if you were being cradled in the most perfect arms imaginable, soften your belly and let the earth take all that you're holding there. Let her hold it. Let her rock you and sink into the pure energetic presence underneath you. You are fully supported. Create more space in your abdomen. There's no need to hold back from the Great Mother. Your grounding can be with you every moment simply by putting your attention on gravity. No matter whether you're sitting, standing, walking, driving your car, swimming, or flying in an airplane. Grounding is none other than a conscious cooperation with the force of gravity. It's as effortless as placing your attention on the downward pull. By becoming conscious of gravity, we bring our spirits into alignment with our bodies. And by coming fully into our bodies, we become carriers of the light. If our attention drifts up and away or out to others, or to the past or the future, we lose power and we lose our connection to ourselves and to the present moment. So if you're ever feeling insubstantial or disconnected or afraid, bring your attention back into the center of your head and become aware of the sensations in your body. Say hello to your feet, notice gravity, and simply breathe. And allow your grounding cord to curl gently around the center of the planet, pat your heart and tell yourself everything is okay. Now, as we bring this meditation to a close, notice where your attention is. That is also where your spirit is. Bring your attention into your belly, and from there, ride an imaginary elevator up through your body, level by level, coming to rest at last in the center of your head once again. Find the place that says, I am. The place where you identify with the self that is no longer your personal self. This is the place of the witness, where you allow your life to unfold without judgment or attachment to outcome. Where you are fully in the world, but not of it. At the top of your head is your connection to the divine source. Open the top of your head and bring in the golden white light of creation, your highest creative essence from the source itself. Let this gold light pour in like honey to every cell, every molecule, every atom, and even between the atoms. Feel your body relax as you become full of divine love. Whenever you're depleted or have suffered a shock, whenever you feel tense or worried, pour some golden love into your body from overhead. Keep this flow of gold pouring in as you go about your life, moment to moment. Allow gravity to pull the gold down through your body. Fill yourself completely. Then let the gold radiate into the bubble around you. As you do this, you're replacing all your old patterns with your highest creative essence direct from the center of all creation. And you're also aligning yourself with the highest will. Begin and end your meditations by filling with this golden divine love, the Alpha and Omega of our existence. Let the divine fill and nourish every cell, giving you a healing and a blessing. Love is the healing force. Open and let it in. Now fully present, identified with spirit, and filled with light, you and all of your actions are an instrument of the divine.